Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Not so bad at all, but I'm not on as big a high as I'm sure you are, having played for your country in Donnybrook on Friday night in the under-20 international against Scotland and winning.
Yeah, no, it was a bad experience, but I think.
I'm sure it was. And in front of your friends, your parents, your grandfather, and I'm sure many others.
Yeah, no, I think that was the main one. I think I was looking forward to getting on the pitch and then seeing them afterwards. Like, it was great to see my granddad there as well. Like, I think he's never got to watch me play, so it was nice to see them there.
And is he a rugby fan?
Oh yeah, he loves it. He'd be watching on TV when he's home. So
did he ever play it?
Nice to see him. No, he's never played it. My dad, only my dad played it. But
did he play it as well for Letterkenny?
Yeah, my dad played it. Well, it was one through Letterkenny, yeah.
So maybe we'll go back a bit and then we'll focus in on the game and so on. But where did it all begin for you? Is because your father played for Letterkenny?
Yeah, so my dad signed with Kenny and then he got my older brothers played as well. And then I think I was brought along at a young age to the minis in Letterkenny. So we would have started off at Churchill. I loved it, like, from the very start. Kind of me and my brothers would be out passing the ball and stuff, so just it was natural for me just to play with Letterkenny. So went the whole way through to under-18s, and then from there played senior rugby, City Derry, and then the academy, and then Malone.
Okay, so you obviously were quite good at Letterkenny. Did somebody see you play, or did you decide, look, I need to go up to a higher level if I want to get honours?
See, at under-14s, now we get there's Ulster coaches and Ulster regional coaches that have an eye out for you. So I think me and four other players from Letterkenny all went through to the Ulster trials at under-16s level, and then we all got through to the whole way up to under-18s USN with the Ulster system. So that's how we all sort of got picked up from that level.
And did you represent Ulster at under-16 and under-18 level?
Yeah, I represented under-16s, 17s and 18s at that level, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you went to City of Derry then, we're speaking to Alec McDonald there, great praise for you when you played with them. You there are those who said that you kept them in that league in the All-Ireland series.
Yeah, so I played under-19s and then City of Derry picked me up after that day. I had another year at under-18s to play, but I think I talked to the Ulster coaches and they wanted me to get that senior experience instead of playing another year under-18, so City Derry helped out there a lot, and yeah, I was happy to help them back, keeping them up. But I think it was a big team effort to stay up.
And you moved on then, and you're playing with Malone at the moment. Is there any reason why you left City of Derry and went to Malone?
Yeah, obviously I got that academy contract with Ulster, so it just meant that I'd be training full time up in Belfast. So I think I wanted to go up another level, and it was just closer to training in Ulster as well.
Mm-hmm. And you're contracted, so is that you're paid? You're a professional in the academy.
Yeah, well, it's not highly paid as the senior players, but we do get paid. Yeah, but it's a 3-year academy thing. So after 3 years, you either go development contract or senior contract, but I think at the minute I'm just taking it week by week, just playing my club and hopefully play with the A's and the 20s.
And are you a full time athlete?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm living with the other guys in the Ulster system as well. We train week in, week out, flat out, and just play. You either play with your club or you play with Ulster, and it's pretty high intensity at our age because they want to see if you can make it or break it, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you played for Ulster, I suppose, maybe you could call it the B team, in the British and Irish, competition. That's a great exposure for you.
Yeah, that was great. I think I got the two first games under my belt, and I started at 8, so I think that boosted my level of performance a bit, but I think I was put back then by my just to get in my shoulder then, I think, 2 weeks after my last game, so I missed out in the last three BNI Cup games because of it.
Okay, and you got back in then, and selected, it must have been a great honour to be selected even in the panel for the under-20 Six Nations Internationals.
Yeah, no, like, I was over the moon. I wasn't really sure what the story was, because I literally just got back that week. The selection was made after my injury, so I wasn't sure if they're going to go, if they're going to pick me or go with someone else. But I was delighted that they went for me, and then obviously get that game on Friday. I don't know about that. Was class, man.
And in relation to that game, is there a reason, maybe the fact that you were injured, that you didn't maybe get starting earlier in the season?
Yeah, see, I missed out in a lot of the warm up games, and I think I missed 3 or 4 camps. So it was just trying to play catch up, you know. But having Paul Connell there was great. He ran me through a lot of the plays, and he got me going. I was still in the camps during the games, but I just wasn't picked for the games. But I think those camps during them helped a lot, just to get caught up with the plays and stuff, and learn all the calls. But yeah, it's good.
It must be inspirational getting advice from Paul O'Connell.
Yeah, it feels weird. I think at the start it was a bit, you feel a bit shocked, you're not sure what, like, if you can talk to him or not. But at the minute he just feels like a coach to you now, and like you can talk to him about anything, and he loves helping out, and he's very, very good coach now, I must say.
And when and how did you know that you were selected for the Irish team against Scotland?
So I went down, well, we trained against Ireland seniors the week before that game, and they had me running at the position that I was starting at. So I wasn't really sure if they were just trying to give me a chance at learning position, but that followed through for Monday then at camp, and then on Tuesday they named me then starting at 6. So I was over the moon, but like I wasn't 100% sure until they finally announced the squad, but I was just delighted.
Mm-hmm. And were you nervous, you know, and how did you react from there until kickoff time?
Yeah, a lot of nerves came in. Like it was only my fourth game back since my injury, so I wasn't really sure if I was up to that level yet. But I think a lot of people talked to me, and I got a lot of good messages from people just to, you know, stay calm, that I was able to cope that level. And I think I just tried to take the game, like, not think about the game too much until it was game time. So I think that helped a lot. And then I was just putting my head down from there.
And did you go up a level playing international rugby compared to even, you know, Ulster B or league games?
Yeah, I think there was definitely a bit of a difference there. I think physicality wise and the speed of the game, like the game was played in the 4G pitch, so very quick game. It wasn't many stops in the game, so very fast pace. But no, I loved every second of it, I must say.
You are a back rower. Are you a number 6, which I presume is the blind side? Yeah. Wing forward 7 would be your open side, and 8 is 8. You know, which is your preferred option?
Yeah, no, I think I love playing 6, but I've been playing 8 a lot with the Ulster A's and my club, just because of the players that are playing at 6. They're pretty good. So, but I think last night we have a pretty balanced back row. Like the 7's a great jackler, a great tackler, and then that 8's a great ball carrier. So it seemed fit in that I would play blindside factor just to even out the balance.
Mm-hmm. So having got on the team, I presume you would like to stay on it.
Yeah, that's the main thing. I think we're back in a camp on Monday, so I think I just want to stick in there and get back in for that England game on Friday. But it's going to be a tough ask, but hopefully I can get involved now. I think after getting a taste of it, I just want to get back in there.
That's on in Coventry?
Yeah, that's in Coventry, yeah. We'll, if I'm involved, we'll be flying out on Wednesday. Yeah.
And well, the chances are you'll be part of the panel, if not on the team.
Yeah, well, hopefully. It just depends what the coach's thinking process is and what kind of squad they want for the game, but hopefully now I've done myself justice to get back in there.
But perhaps Conor McNamara is trying to give as many as possible game time, so to see, you know, who are the good players for him.
Yeah, exactly. Like we have, he always talked about building depth in the squad because the Junior World Cup's not that far away, and a lot of injuries can happen. So I think it's just building depth and having a good squad to bring over, and hopefully get that World Cup.
I presume what you would like is to continue developing and get into a senior contract with Ulster, or your preferred option wherever.
yeah, no, that's it. I think it's just, you can't really think too far ahead. I think every day is a new day, and you have to learn as much as you can and show that you're progressing well enough to get that contract. But I think it's just, you have to go after yourself, stay injury free. And I think there's a lot of luck behind it as well. It just depends on who's in front of you. But I think I just need to win as much experience as I can, especially this during the World Cup coming up. I think if I can get a lot of game time with that, it definitely boosts my chances there.
And can I ask about education? Is that going hand in hand with your rugby?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to. This year I was taking a gap year, but the way things are going, I think I'm gonna take time out and just focus on the rugby for a bit, because it's very hard at the minute trying to get a balance between both. But I definitely want to study after rugby 100%.